when I was in Bagnacavallo, I was busy doing other things than making friends and on social occasions. But I do remember the Italian farmers who were still there, even though we had installed our guns, and they were very, very kind and welcoming to us. And that is something when an army arrives, to at least feel welcome.
Veterans Alan Moore and John Thilby were based in Bagnacavallo at the end of the Second World War. 60 years on from the liberation of the Italian town, the bonds they made there are tying it to their now hometown, Stone.
But I now ask the mayor of Bagnacavallo and the mayor of Stone to step forward and sign the friendship agreement.
The official twinning agreement was signed at a special ceremony at the Crown Hotel, and John hopes from it will grow a fruitful partnership.
I hope this will be the start of a strong and growing relationship between the young people of our communities. People must learn to understand each other. You must travel. You must meet people one-to-one. And this way, they'll cut out the misunderstandings. People will know each other better.
It's taken years of hard work to forge the agreement. Stone is one of the few towns in Staffordshire until now to have a twin. But as Giuseppe Termine, the chairman of the twinning committee, explains, it was well worth it.
Especially when you go over there, when you come over here and you see the warmth of the people, the welcoming, and from the moment you see them, they're like people you have known forever. Our aim is to involve the young ones, the young, sporting activities, or the schooling and so on, and we try, of course, to live in a world of peace. We try to learn the good things from each town. Plus, eventually, we open the future some kind of a trade exhibitions between one and the other. But most of the thing is friendship.
But although the papers have only just been signed, John Thilby is keen to point out the special friendships that were forged many years ago are just as important now. His 21st birthday in Italy was a moment he'll never forget.
Pasquina's mother and the other boys got together and she made me the cake. The boys on the morning of my birthday made me the key, and all this was hush-hush. They put it in a box, decorated it with spring flowers and catkins, and she learnt enough English to wish me a happy birthday in English. I said to her, "We will put it in the door of peace and unlock it together." Those were my words, I remember distinctly. And Pasquina then presented me with a cake.
And in true surprise, surprise style, guest of honour at the ceremony in Stone was the baker of that cake, Pasquina Borghi.
Grande, grande, che non me lo aspettavo.
It was a very, very big emotion because she never thought it would have happened. And during the night, she was thinking, is it true or not? She recognized him straight away, and she was full emotion when she met him on Friday night. Apparently, his face or anything hasn't changed at all. Very fortunate, very lucky, very happy, because she never thought to have this meeting again after so many years.
Alan and John have been invited back to Bagnacavallo to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the town's liberation, and there they'll be presented with honorary citizenship.
I should be very proud indeed of it. One thing is I should brush up my Italian. I can speak Italian tolerably well. When I was a boy at school, I had to learn Latin quickly, and then of course I found myself in Italy where my knowledge of the language improved. But now I have forgotten most of the vocabulary, so I'll have to start all over again. And at 80 years of age, it's a bit hard going.
Well, I feel very honoured. I never dreamt this would ever happen, and it has sealed the link between the good people of Italy and all the things that draws us together. And I hope this is a start of many, many things.